In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. We look at that scripture again from Matthew 10, verse 32. He who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. And he who denies me before men, I will deny before my heavenly Father. Now I want to skip down to Matthew 11, verse 6. And blessed is the man who takes no offense at me. Blessed is the man that takes no offense at me. It is very clear that our Lord Jesus Christ, as he sends his disciples out, he sends them out telling them that they are going out like lambs in the midst of wolves. He says that very clearly in the 10th chapter. I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be as shrewd as serpents and as simple as doves. And then what are they to do? They are to announce the kingdom, and they are to announce the name of Jesus. Yes, he who acknowledges me before men will be acknowledged by my Father in heaven. Now, when we say acknowledge, I'm going to give you a word that I got the other night when we were at a healing service, and this is what I heard the Lord say. It was so clear, and I'm going to tell you what I heard. I heard him say, those places where I am not exalted, those churches where I am not exalted, those meetings where I am not exalted, I think it all goes together. He says, they will close. Where I am not exalted, I will assure you that the buildings will close, the services will close, everything you do will close. For is it not my will and the will of the Father through the Holy Spirit? Now, this is what I'm saying now. That Jesus should be exalted. Now, this exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ took place on the cross, when Jesus was on the cross drawing all men unto himself. Now, people would say, how do we exalt Jesus? Well, there are many ways to exalt Jesus. You see, first of all, as far as I understand, the church, the parish church, was meant to be a place where not only people saved their souls, but where other people, because of the witness of people who are saved, would have their souls saved too, and more than their souls, their whole being. The parish church should be raised up so that men and women would come to know, love, and serve God, to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, to exalt the name of Jesus. The parish church, it meant to be the light upon the hill, a light that exalts the name of Christ. Now, there are many ways to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you that. It's not only singing praises unto his name. That is a valid way of exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. Singing praises unto his name and worshiping him and singing in the Spirit. That is a valid way of exalting the Lord. It is valid. It's not the only way. It is not the only way. One of the greatest ways that should be taking place in the parish church would be the preaching mission of the church, where the name of Jesus is exalted, where the power of Jesus is proclaimed, where the transforming love of Jesus is proclaimed and given. Yeah, it should be that place. It should be the place where people hear about the love of Jesus, come into experience the love of Jesus, and come before the Lord Jesus, you know, as he is exalted through the preaching, as he is exalted through the music, as he is exalted through the liturgy. It should be. It should be. That's what the liturgy is meant to be. It's meant to exalt the holy name of Jesus. It's meant that the Lord Jesus Christ would be preeminent. It's meant that people would come to know, love, and serve Christ Jesus, Messiah of Jews and Gentiles. That's what it's meant. That's why we celebrate the Eucharist on a Sunday. Now, I just want to tell you, if that's not being done, I'm going to tell you, you know what the Lord says? You better look at your doors, because they're not going to be open very much longer. You better look at your doors, because you know what? I don't need your doors open. I do not need a church that does not proclaim my son. I do not need a church that does not proclaim my son. And you know what? People do not have to proclaim him the way I proclaim him. They need to proclaim Jesus, the Jesus that lives in them, the Jesus that they know, the Jesus that the Lord has revealed in the church, the Christ who has authority and who has given his church authority. Oh yes, Jesus must be extolled. And he says, when you lift up my name, I will lift up your name before the Father in heaven. And if you don't lift up my name, you know what? I'm not going to lift up your name before the Father. I'm going to just not even think about you. So the preaching mission of the church is, you know, the first mission of the church. You must know that. The Eucharist is not the first mission of the church. The preaching mission is the first mission of the church. The church that evangelizes, that brings people to Christ and Christ to people, that is the first mission of the church. According to Paul VI in his encyclical on evangelization in the modern world. How else do we exalt the name of Jesus? Where we have adoration, where adoration takes place, where people come before the Blessed Sacrament, whether it's quiet or in song, it makes no difference. The name of Christ, the person of Christ is exalted. The person of Christ is exalted. I remember when Father Dan Toomey went to Natick, St. Patrick's in Natick. I remember when he got his assignment to be the pastor of St. Patrick's in Natick. I said, Danny, what you need to do is you need to have 24-hour adoration. Now, I'm sure he was already thinking about that. That place has had 24-hour adoration where people come and go day in, day out. I'm going to tell you, the name of Jesus is exalted in that place. The name of Jesus is exalted in that adoration chapel. We are to be concerned with people's spiritual welfare. Oh yes, I am interested also in their physical welfare too, because you know what? I'm a human being and I do not want to see the people out in the street cold. But the primary role of the church is to be really advocating the welfare of the Holy Spirit in the lives of people, where their lives become a sign and a symbol of the person of Jesus Christ, where they come to know him, love him, extol him, acknowledge him, bless him, adore him. See, I don't care how it's done. I was talking today to a friend of mine, Rich, and he's been going to an Opus Dei meeting. And he, you know, isn't it wonderful that they extol the name of Jesus there? Isn't it wonderful? You see, they're very different than I am, but I don't care that they're different. People don't need to be like me. But at the Opus Dei meeting, they extol the holy name of Jesus. Those are the things that will endure. Those are the things that will endure. If you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before the Heavenly Father. If you don't acknowledge me before men, I'm going to reject you before the Heavenly Father. That's what he says. The church is not involved with the business of the day. The church is involved with the person of Jesus Christ. As St. Teresa of Avila said, it's very important that we tell people about Jesus. And that we tell Jesus about people. Come on, listen to that again. It's very important for the life of the church that we tell people about Jesus, the Jesus that we know. We tell people about Jesus, And then we speak to Jesus about people. Very important. Very important. The church is not a gambling casino. It is not a gambling casino. The church is not a business, though we have to pay bills. The church must care for people. We cannot care for people if we give them anything less than Jesus Christ. We cannot care for people if people just come into our caring experience, that we care. Listen, they might miss Jesus. I care, but you know what? There's someone who's going to care when I can't be there. There's someone who's going to care when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you've reached the crisis. You see, I want to more than give people a fish. I want to give people a fishing rod so that they're going to have their own experience and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in the church. You see, it's very wonderful, you know, to care for people, and that's what we're called to, you know. I just got a call just as I was coming out, and this lady was telling me about some things. I said, you know, I have a radio program, I have to get there, but I listened to her for a couple of minutes, and I prayed with her. You know, they call from all around the country, honest to Pete, they call from all around the country. Would you pray with me about this? Would you talk to me about this? Would you help me about this? You know, they call from all around the country. You know, they don't usually ask me, you know, questions about their finances. Not usually. Sometimes people do. But that's not usually the question. The question is, you know, my mother is sick. She's taking a turn for the worse. We pray for Mary right now. And we pray for the anointing of the Spirit be upon her. And we pray that the glory of God be upon her. We pray that they be able to fix her heart right now by the blood of the Lamb. So people call because they're in distress. People call because, you know what? They've got no place else to go. They have no one to listen to them. One lady I just heard just now, she had called me and she had come here. As a matter of fact, lovely lady, lovely Italian lady, beautiful, dignified lady, teacher. She was a teacher for many years. And I'm sure her students learned how to read. And she's been having trouble with swallowing. So she called me and said, you know, left on the answering machine, you know, I'm swallowing again. I want to thank you for your prayers. Several weeks ago, I ministered to a man who in the last stages of cancer. But we ministered to him, we prayed with him, and you know, I hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks, so I saw his number on my table, so I called him today just for a minute, just to pray with him for a minute. He was so grateful that somebody would call him. He says, I'm praying and talking to Jesus every morning and every night. That's wonderful. You see, he's got more than just a fish. See, I was the fish when he came, but I gave him a fishing rod. I got another call today from somebody who said, you know, the young man that we've been praying for, Brad, that he's been experiencing problems with stomach. So, Lord Jesus Christ, you've brought him to us 3 times, and I know you're going to bring him again. And I believe you're going to heal that young man. I believe you're going to heal that young man. So we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to heal Brad. Lord, he's a walking miracle. He's a walking miracle. We need to have him totally healed and restored by the power of your blood, Jesus. We need to say, be healed now, Brad, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, by God's grace. Listen, you see, isn't that what the church is all about? Not only my church. Wouldn't that be what people would want? I got a call from Connecticut today from a lady, beautiful lady, you know, who loves the Lord, and she was having a hard time, so we prayed with her about her son. You know, I could sit by the telephone all day and just do nothing else but answer the telephone. Why? Because people are in desperate need of Jesus. They're in desperate need of Jesus. And just giving them a little pat on the head is not going to help them. You've got to bring them into that relationship with Jesus so that Jesus Christ might be exalted and acknowledged. We want to acknowledge Jesus before men and women so that he would acknowledge us before the angels and the Father in heaven. We want to acknowledge Jesus because when we acknowledge Jesus, people start getting converted. We want to acknowledge Jesus in everything that we do, not only in the things that we do that are called spiritual. You know, I tell you, and when I cook, I want to acknowledge Jesus. I want to acknowledge Jesus that my cooking is different than other cooking, not because it's better or worse, but because, you know what? I'm doing it for his people. I want to acknowledge Jesus in the cooking. And people have told me, you know, how they've been healed from my cooking. I don't understand any of that stuff. But to acknowledge Jesus in everything that we do, that's what the church's vision is, to acknowledge Jesus. It's not that we are the new Jerusalem. Oh, blessed be the new Jerusalem, the church. Oh, we belong to a mutual admiration society. Listen, you extol Jesus, and he will extol you. You sing the praises of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he will sing your praises and take care of you. You love Jesus with all your heart and bring people to Jesus, and I'm going to tell you, you know what's going to happen. He's going to look for your better interests. I don't know why we haven't learned this after 2,000 years of preaching. I don't know why we haven't learned the simple, simple experience that we need to be Christ-centered and that we do not apologize for Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man who takes no offense at me, Jesus says. Some people are ashamed of Jesus. And you know, I have told you that at times I've been ashamed of Jesus. But I just would swallow it and continue. You know, when you're in the middle of Harvard Square and this priest starts walking around and you don't know who he is and you're preaching, and I'm going to tell you, you say, oh my God. But then, you know, I don't let that bother me. I just say, you know what? Whether he hears it or not doesn't make any difference. I'm going to say what I'm saying. The temptation is there. But you don't give in to temptation because temptation's not sin. So acknowledge Jesus before people. Tell people about Jesus and tell Jesus about people. I hope you're telling Jesus about people like, Lord, Father Martin. We're telling him about Father Martin. Father Martin, Lord, we give you Father Martin today. Make a way for Father Martin where there is no way. We're telling you about Father Martin. We're telling you about Father Adam today, Lord. Help him with his studies today. We're telling you about Mary today, who's very sick in the hospital, Lord. Lord, do a new thing for Mary, Lord. We're telling you, Lord, about the little one-pound baby that they talked about that was born. Oh, Jesus, you get that baby to live and thrive in the name of Jesus, Father. You get that baby to live and thrive. Because that's what it's all about. We want to talk to Jesus about people, and we want to talk to people about Jesus. That's the way it is. You read St. Teresa of Avila, and she's all into this Jesus stuff, you know? She's a Jesus freak. Didn't die for Jesus, but lived for him. She's a Jesus freak. You always know the depth of spirituality of a house, whether it be a monastery, whether it be a convent, whether it be a house of prayer, whether it be a retreat house. You always know the depth of spirituality by the way they exalt Jesus or hide Jesus. You always know. You always know. Because the Father's only answer is Jesus. The Father's only answer is not the church. It's Jesus. And the church must proclaim Jesus. The Father's only answer is Jesus. And the church has the responsibility as well as the duty as well as the privilege to proclaim Jesus to every nation at every time and to every people. That's our responsibility and privilege. And we still haven't learned it. We still haven't learned it. When I am lifted up, I will exalt. I will draw all people unto myself when I am lifted up. But we don't lift them up. We don't lift them up. It's time for us to go back to the basic experience of Jesus and to love him and to praise him and to adore him. I'm going to tell you this. He told me to tell you. Where I am not exalted, I will close your meetings. I will close your churches. Where I am not exalted. You only need two people to exalt the Lord. That's all you need. Two people that will be sold out, exalting the Lord, praising his holy name. I told you, people come into our church, you know, they say the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. That's because the church is well prayed in. Yeah, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Then you go to another church and it's empty. Blessed Sacrament is there, but it's empty. I remember about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now, I went into a church. I sat before the Blessed Sacrament, and you know what the Lord said to me? Worship me. I am little worshipped here. I am little worshipped here. My Lord. My Lord. Like, what are we doing? See, we do not want to shift from Jesus to the community. That's a bad shift. We are not ecclesial-centered. We are not church-centered. We are Christ-centered. And Christ forms the church through the Holy Spirit. That's what history tells us. That's what the Bible tells us. We must not be church-centered. You know, when we come to gather and to sing, we don't want to sing songs about you and me. How boring. We want to sing songs that extol Jesus, about his glory, about his wonder, about his peace, about his face, about his love, about his unction to save souls. For he did not say that I've come to seek and save that which was lost. So you want to come and exalt Jesus. This is like the ABCs. This is not anything big. I'm not talking big stuff. I'm talking ABCs. How can you go into the depths of the heart of Jesus when you don't even know him? So what do our churches become? I'll tell you. Become humanistic. Humanistic. And we don't even do a good job about that. You know, we have people talking about peace and justice. I don't see them in front of the abortion mills. They can spew all their words about peace and justice. I tell you, there's no justice for the child in the womb. We don't see those people in front of the abortion mill. They could talk about peace and justice all they want. We don't see them every week feeding the poor out in Boston. We don't see. No, they can talk about peace and justice all you want. But you see, if you extol Jesus, he's going to send you out to the abortion mill. He's going to send you out to the poor. He's going to send you out because you've got things right. You've got the root. You can talk about peace and justice all you want. Justice for whom? Let God be exalted above all names. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. I tell you, when we are centered in Jesus, then we can go and do the ministry of helping people. But unless he is the center of the center, We just the good Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts that have no power at all. Blessed is the man and the woman who takes no offense at me. Blessed is the man who acknowledges me before men. I will acknowledge him before the Father in heaven. Oh, blessed is John the Baptist, who acknowledged me before his persecutors. Blessed is Paul of Tarsus and Peter the Rock. Blessed, blessed, blessed is Miriam of Nazareth, who acknowledged me before the world. Blessed, blessed is Francis Xavier, who went to the Orient and brought the gospel to the pagans. Oh, blessed is Brother Andre, who brought people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Blessed is Don Bosco, who brought Christ to the urchins in Turin. Can we say, blessed are you? Can we say, blessed are you? Then you need to make sure we can. You start asking the Lord, send me one. Just send me one. Send me one. Send me one that I can talk to them about Jesus, and then I can talk to Jesus about them. Send me one today. Just one. That's all I need is one. Send me one. Last night we had Alan and his wife, who brought two Catholics to the service at Waltham. God bless them. They're both Jewish believers. And there they bring two Catholics who probably knew nothing about any of this stuff. And I don't know what happened. None of my business. I just know that somebody cared enough to tell somebody about Jesus. And we told Jesus about them. Okay, my friends, we will continue to speak about things like this because you know why? It's so important. It is so important. So what do I want to tell you? Tomorrow is Friday, and we have Mass at Holy Rosary tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening. And I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.